I, Susan Hewitt, solemnly affirm to the residents of the Regional District of Central Kootenai that I shall perform the duties of Director of the Village of Castle faithfully.
Here at the inaugural board meeting, the elected officials of the Regional District of Central Kootenai swore to carry out their jobs in the best interests of the voters and not to let any outside interests affect the decisions they make while in office. Elected for the fifth term, Amy Watson took the job of RDCK chair after an internal vote, a job she says she enjoys doing.
Sounds strange to most people. It's fun. I really am inspired by working with such a diverse team. Communities and building community capacity is what really brings me a lot of passion. I'm also really particular about process. I don't like wasting time, so the ability to do that job while also being able to ensure the process gets us where we need to go is really what I love doing.
And to make process run smoothly, she will have some work to do. This year, out of 20, 11 of the directors are brand new on the job, the biggest turnover in the district's history.
We have to have patience in the process to still achieve what we need to while giving lots of space and time for people to catch up to what we're doing and for their voices to matter based on that understanding. So really the complexity of keeping up with it while having a pretty large turnover that means you need a lot of space and time for understanding and learning.
The board's vice chair will be Diana Lockwood, who is also the mayor of Salmo, who defeated long-term veteran Walter Popoff in a vote, saying she wants to find a balance between the needs of rural areas and bigger municipalities. But Popoff, still director of Area H, says he's not grieving the loss, and that having 11 new directors on the board might lead to the RDCK seeing things in a new light.
In the 14 years that I've been here, we've never had that big turnover like that. So they ask questions that maybe we never even thought about. It's always good to get fresh minds at the board table to see something that we, as directors that have been there for a while, have not seen before. So I welcome all the new directors and all their questions, and it's also a learning experience for us existing directors.
Some big issues are currently being dealt with by the RDCK. The Resource Recovery Plan, which outlines the region's organics waste management and how it is supposed to decrease influx into landfills, is currently being reviewed by the Ministry for approval. And Chair Amy Watson also points to the water system as big relevant issues for the district to deal with right now.
Our water systems currently have had moratoriums on them for quite some time. Most local governments don't have more than one water system. We have 19. And in my area alone, there's over 100 that operate autonomously. So managing and providing water is remarkably in 2022 extremely challenging and expensive. So lifting that moratorium, moving into a governance model that is enabling for the residents while appeasing to the government regulations, that'll be a big item.
The RDCK will have its next board meeting on December 8th. Reporting for KCR News, I'm John Roone.